From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council president condemns North Korea.
The members of the Security Council strongly condemn this launch.
The council adopted a statement condemning the North's launch of a long-range rocket. The announcement came at the end of an emergency session Sunday. The rocket, carrying what North Korea said was a satellite, was launched Sunday morning. The Obama administration and U.S. lawmakers are expressing resolve to counter North Korea's nuclear program and military ambitions. The U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice condemned the long-range rocket launch and pledged the United States will take all steps to defend itself and its allies. Passage of tougher sanctions on North Korea could be expedited this week on Capitol Hill. South Korea and the U.S. will formally discuss deploying a missile defense system known as THAAD. According to the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System has a truck-mounted launcher that can fire interceptors that destroy ballistic missiles. Somali security officials say they have identified a person they believe planned the bomb attack aboard a Daallo Airlines flight last week. A senior official says the suspect is linked to at least one other attack carried out by al-Shabaab militants. He says the man runs a business that serves as a cover for covert al-Shabaab operations. The man has fled and is still at large. The mid-air blast just after takeoff blew a hole in the aircraft and forced the pilot to make an emergency return landing in Mogadishu. This is VOA News.